This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Mission Mausam today to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में आईएमडी के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और टेक्नोलॉजी का अभूतपूर्व विस्तार हुआ है। इससे मौसम विभाग की विश्वसनीयता भी पहले से कहीं ज्यादा बढ़ी है। भविष्य में भारत मौसम की हर परिस्थिति के लिए तैयार रहे, भारत एक क्लाइमेट स्मार्ट राष्ट्र बने, इसके लिए हमने मिशन मौसम भी लॉन्च किया है। मिशन मौसम सस्टेनेबल फ्यूचर और फ्यूचर रेडीनेस को लेकर भारत की प्रतिबद्धता का भी प्रतीक है।
Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness. He praised the IMD's 150-year journey, describing it as a glorious chapter of modern science and technology in the country. The Prime Minister said IMD has not only served millions of Indians, but has also become a symbol of India's scientific progress. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's rising global stature and its unique ability to navigate a polarized world while providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Spain, he emphasized India's approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas on the global stage. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed optimism about India-Spain relations, stating that ties between the two nations are on the cusp of significant advancement. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without POK and people in POK are discriminated against on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-serviceman rally organized by the army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu, the Defence Minister said there are active launching pads in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK and India will take action on time. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great traditional fervour across the country today. The festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of the sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. On the occasion, people take a holy dip in sacred rivers, cook traditional food, share it with friends and family, and do charity as a gratitude. Over 2.5 crore devotees and pilgrims have taken a holy dip at the Mahakumbh on the festival of Makar Sankranti today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the devotees who took part in the first Amrit Snan. Sharing glimpses of the Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi said, Mahakumbh is a true reflection of devotion and spirituality. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least six army soldiers were injured in an accidental blast along the line of control, LOC, in Rajouri district today. Our Jammu correspondent reports that during a routine patrol, an army party accidentally stepped on a landmine, which triggered the blast in Makri area of Bhavani district, of Bhavani sector in Naushera area of Rajouri district. As per reports, all the soldiers are stated to be stable as they received minor injuries. More details are awaited. North Korea launched multiple short-range ballistic missiles towards the East Sea today. South Korea's military said it detected the launches this morning from the Kangye area in the north's Jagang province and the missiles flew about 250 kilometers before splashing into the sea. South Korea's acting President Choi Sang-mok denounced North Korea's latest launch, calling it a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. And with that, we end this news bulletin.